And a think tank in the house.
Hello.
Jess Philman.
What up?
That dude Nick.
What's going on?
And we want to send a shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram and Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. We are running the Anchor recording right now. I think I got it to work this time.
We're good.
I kind of fucked up because I should have like taken the whole recording that we did this whole time. But I kind of like only got us halfway into the intro with the Anchor. So sorry for anybody that's getting this on Anchor. You missed the whole intro and stuff. You want the exclusive shit? Well, maybe it'll be on SoundCloud.
So this is new shit that you're getting.
New shit we're trying to get on.
Oh, yeah? Anchor?
Yeah, Anchor.
What's so different about it?
Well, it's going to direct us, like, send our recordings directly to iTunes and all the other podcast platforms.
Go straight to the source.
Straight to the source.
Nice.
Know what I mean?
Fuck all the middlemen.
And we're streaming live on Instagram.
Cut out the middlemen, especially Russian.
We're on Instagram, middlemen. Right? We're on Instagram at
Chill with Villains.
That's right. So yeah, man, how's everybody doing, guys? It's like Easter. Happy Easter to everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter. Yeah, my ass feels better.
Your ass feels better.
Yes.
What the hell have you been doing?
Been shitting all week with gastro.
You've had gastro.
Yes.
That was your Easter present.
Yes.
Well, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, I know. Yo, like Annie said, I felt like I was gonna die.
You to celebrate the rebirth of Christ.
Well, I'm telling you.
Is that what it is? Easter is the rebirth of Christ, right?
Well, he got resurrected today and moved the stone, and then like the people saw that he was no longer in the tomb after he got crucified, because he got crucified on Friday, and that's why Italians put 3 eggs in the Easter bread for the Holy Trinity.
Oh, okay. Alright, that's a nice story.
That's really cool.
That's a nice story.
Super sweet.
Yeah. I know. Me just saying nice story just offended a whole bunch of religions.
Eggs and toast.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Exitos?
What?
Is that how you say Exodus?
Eggs and toast.
I love your contribution. You just say I had a recipe for breakfast.
Nice.
Just threw that in there. Just
everything's
had to.
Life.
That's making me hungry.
Feeds
right
people.
Now.
Right?
Yeah.
Egg in a hole. So good.
Egg in a hole is awesome.
Super awesome. Especially with some bacon and like some like cheese on top to just melt a bit. So good.
Welcome to the Chill with Villains breakfast show.
No, I'm telling you.
Fuck you guys. Make you hungry.
No, I'm joking.
At 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m.
It's actually only 8:42.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating. It's,
wow.
That's how you do it.
I'm telling you.
So you've been on the toilet for Easter.
No, man, like, because you know how they talk about getting the flu shot? I'm telling you, that thing is a curse. Every time I get the flu shot, the whole year, I'm fucking sicker than a fucking dog, you know what I'm saying? No, it's true.
You could have an allergy to the flu shot they're giving you.
And that's a lot of people do.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you.
I'm agreeing.
I'm getting that fact. A lot of people do, yes. Yes, okay.
Say yes.
Not only me.
Not just me.
No, it's seriously, you know, this guy I bowl with, this guy bluntly out loud. That's why I don't get the flu shot. I eat whatever I want. I don't take no shots. But I'm getting every other disease done in that.
I don't get the flu shot, but I get diarrhea every 2 weeks.
I love my trainer.
My knee is injured and everything is fucked up.
A mild migraine halfway through the week.
You know what I'm saying?
Take 2 Tylenol and I just keep it moving.
But you notice that, like, when you get a flu shot, your immune system is super low.
Does it get low?
Yes.
You think that's what's happening? Like, you get the flu shot now?
No, because when you get the shot, right, you get...
It's a virus they put in you.
They get the virus.
It's a virus.
Yeah, it's kind of like a neutralizing thing.
At certain points... Your immune system goes low. Like, you'll be prone
to anything. More.
I don't know what causes it, but there's certain things that will cause your body to get prone to sickness.
Well, like you said, your immune system will drop it, and
yeah, yeah.
Domino effects.
So, if you got it, that's why they have that fucking clear shit to wash your hands when you go in the hospital.
No.
You know? No, it's true, though, because you could get, like, super sick.
Yeah, for me personally, it's like, I have to take the flu shot because my immune system's already low.
Oh, yeah.
It's been low for a year, so it's
this guy's a hospital resident.
Yeah.
No, well, no, that's me, a joke. I agree, because ever since I got diagnosed with diabetes, as well as I've been in a hospital.
You guys are both diabetic.
Yeah. I've been at a hospital the whole year, in and out. Like,
now, there's two types. So which you got type 1?
Well, it's type 2.
And you got
type 1. Type
because 1. You got it when you were younger.
Yeah, I got it.
I got it when I was older.
So yeah, you got the type 2 kind.
That's what basically the difference is.
It's an adjustment when you become a diabetic.
You know what the thing is?
It changes your whole outlook on things.
Yeah, it changes your health. It changes your habits. It changes everything. It changes
everything. Remember how we used to, drink at least 2 or 3 times a week, no problem. Me, it's kind of more like either once a week or once every 3 months. I can't do what I usually want to do.
Well, I would hope that anyway, as you get into your
30s. And I can't eat junk
food. You get wiser.
The drinking is a lifestyle that will slow down. It should slow down.
It does.
When it starts to stay the same or increase,
that's bad.
There's a problem going on. You know what I mean? But when that lifestyle was like, oh, now I just party every week or every couple weeks or once a month.
Yeah.
That's almost normal, where some people think, oh, my life is over.
Yeah, yeah. Because
my friends don't want to see me.
Oh, no.
I'm stuck in this fucking house.
Please, someone help me.
Junk food too becomes more irrelevant.
Yeah, you don't want to eat junk food.
You want to do something.
Chocolate, especially. Fish and chips is a treat. Chips is like you could eat like 20 chips, and it won't affect you. But if you eat more than 20 chips,
it's gonna be a problem.
Because
I can eat a whole bag.
Yeah, one night. Just because of sugar.
You're very lucky. Diabetics can't do that.
We can eat a small bag, it won't be so bad. Yeah. Like, if you try to eat half a bag, like of a big bag,
that's why.
That's bad news bears.
That's why you gotta eat, check your sugar.
Luckily, it's already half a bag in them because it's all air.
Bang!
Because, you get strictly air when you buy those shit stuff. But, anyways.
I sound like Pringles.
Yes. Pringles, pop, can't stop.
What flavor Pringles?
They've been coming out some cockamamie fucking flavors lately, man.
It's true.
What was that one that we tried?
The Szechuan?
Szechuan sauce?
And I was super disappointed.
You're kidding me. They have a Szechuan?
Yeah. It was like it a sweet, salty. Sweet Szechuan chili something. I don't know. It was super disappointing. It
salty.
I don't know.
Like, it was so weird. I ate it and I was like, what was I expecting from this?
What's next? It's gross. Who wants to eat that?
What's next?
Yeah, the best is I saw one chip hot dog. I'm like, seriously?
I see what's in chips, bubblegum from chips. Lay's. So. What?
Like, you saw that?
No, I'm saying there could be any kind of
soup. Oh, okay. See? Nick got me like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bubblegum chips? Wait, there's bubblegum chips? What?
And then he's like, no. I'm like, oh. Come on, guy. I was going about to kill that shit.
Damn.
No, but like you said, there is some outlandish.
I seen poutine, guy. Lay's was on a run with this poutine shit.
How is that possible?
It's possible. Yeah.
No, did it taste like poutine?
It did.
Wow.
It did.
Really?
They had one. It was club sandwich. And yes.
You know what's gross?
Club sandwich. Club sandwich and on a chip.
You know what's gross?
What is that?
They actually sell preserved.
Club sandwich itself. I don't need a chip.
Poutine.
Poutine?
They sell preserved poutine.
Oh, yeah, like seal wrapped poutine. And
yeah, just, like in a freezer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just take it out, warm it up, and boom, there's your poutine.
Yeah, that's fucking gross. I ain't eating that.
That just sounds disgusting.
Dude, I've seen worse. Cheeseburger in a can.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Google that shit.
Hamburger in a can.
Cheeseburger in a can.
Whole chicken in a fucking can.
Whole
chicken in a can.
There was a restaurant. That's there was foul. A restaurant in the States.
That's foul. But I'm changing.
You just got.
There was actually saw on a cook show a restaurant in the States that cooked a chicken meal with canned chicken. Canned chicken.
Like shredded chicken?
Yeah.
That's gross.
And it was actually one of their best meals they had in the restaurant.
Did anybody get sick afterwards?
Nope.
Yeah, you know, I bet there was a lineup at the toilet.
Yeah.
So it was like chicken of the sea.
Yo, I'm straight up, you're right. They would tell me, canned what? Yo, I'm not eating that.
I'm like, yo, I'm out.
They'd be like, it's one of the best meals. I don't give a fuck. I'm not eating that.
I'm out. Bye.
No way. Nope.
There's even grilled shrimp Pringles and stuff like that. Like, it depends on your area. Like, I'm sure in Mexico they have chips are different from us.
They do. They do.
Yeah, because like what they do is they do like a census for every like area to say what kind of flavors do people
even
like.
West Indian have the type of
stuff. They know ketchup chips in the States,
right? And like Texas has alligator in a can.
They have some jerk
chips. Alligator in a can.
Yeah.
You ever had alligator?
Oh,
no.
I've had alligator before.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
Tastes like fish.
It tastes like disgusting.
That's what you said.
I tried it. It's the slimiest thing. The texture is fucking gross. It's like
alligator.
You got from the food market. Like the, you know that train on the commercial and they have their food festivals?
Yeah.
With the train?
Yeah. I've never actually been to the food festival.
That with the train there, that's the food festival. I forgot the name of it, but my friend's mom got the alligator, the gator, from there, and it was absolutely disgusting.
Well, I liked mine. I got it from Beer
Fest. Well, to each his own. That's you. Yeah. That's your taste buds. I can't say you're a motherfucker. Like, what's wrong with you? Because you liked it. It's your taste buds. I don't have your taste buds.
I want to try some jerk chicken.
You know, it's like me saying I love fucking Duran Duran. You'd be like, you motherfucker. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your ears?
And what's wrong with Duran Duran?
It's.
That was just an analogy, but it didn't work out the way he wanted it.
It didn't hit where he wanted to go. I just was fucking with you. I put the brakes on it real fast.
You always want to make me hit a wall, eh? I swear to God.
A brick wall.
I love her. A brick wall.
Sometimes I make a decision on the fly. Let you run with your joke and see if it's funny or do something to you and make it funny. We'll see where it goes.
I didn't like the texture. Like me, I don't like frog's legs.
Frog's legs? Spring chicken.
I don't think it tastes like chicken. Yeah. I think it tastes like ass.
Sprung chicken, guys.
Sprung chicken. Oh, I thought you said spring chicken.
But I'm
chicken. Oh, I was like, yo, stop confusing me.
It's too easy.
The texture, I don't know. It was more like a seafood.
With
alligator.
I thought you were talking about frog.
With frog is more like chicken. A little bit.
That's the two authentic.
If you deep fried, I guess.
Oh, I liked shark when I tried it.
Oh yeah.
Shark was pretty good.
I haven't tried.
Shark is pretty good.
I won't eat shark anymore.
They actually said, I don't know if it's true, but you're not supposed to eat a lot of it. Well, like any other food, but anyways, because it's very, you know how they say it's high in like type of vitamins, but if you eat too much of those vitamins, it'd be damaging.
Oh, yeah, too much of anything.
Exactly. That's why I say
it's like a heavy concentrate.
But it's a heavy brain food. Shark.
Yeah, you take a B12 tablet and your arms start hurting. Too much B12. Don't take that shit.
Yeah, I love Gary. Too much B12. Yo, but shark is actually really good. I like that.
Oh, fuck. It's making me hungry.
I tried mussels.
You're like, damn, man.
I tried mussels.
We started with breakfast and now we on to like the gourmet hors d'oeurs.
After lunch, after we skip the
crème, I'm shark and emu.
Shake Chilla Villains podcast.
Yeah, just give me some jerk chicken potato chips.
Jerk chicken potato chips.
Sherry Chef Gary
Villain.
You
that flavor? Never.
Jerk chicken potato chips.
Okay, wait. Did you say you tried that or you
wanted
that?
No, I bet you.
Okay.
But that's a flavor.
Because he's not taking me out twice in a row.
Lay's Jamaica would probably have that shit.
Lay's Jamaica. Jamaica.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
They had barbecue chicken.
Yeah, they did. Barbecue chicken, I see.
Yes. Kettle crinkle cut chips has island jerk.
Boom.
She's so fast.
I love
that's
me
crazy.
My island
oh
jerk.
Oh my
gosh. Island jerks. Jeez. Jeez, for those of you that are not familiar, guaranteed cock jokes coming from Jasmine. Always delightful. Makes Smith cringe sometimes, but that is additionally funny.
I didn't even notice that at the time. You're lucky.
I couldn't help myself.
No, like, yo, what's going on here?
What's going on here?
Dexter St. Jack.
Stick swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ass caught that shit.
Ass caught that shit.
Yo. When you could choke a bitch out with your cock the other way, as aside from like.
Wow!
Oh no.
He's like, oh shit.
I just love this guy's baseball today. Yeah.
It's rated in this
motherfucker.
It went from shrimp to big penis.
It went from shrimp to dick.
Shrimp dick!
Go.
one.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of popped that one up there. Yeah.
She like hit a home run, bang!
It was like a pizza tossed in the air. I had to catch it. Yeah. <There you go.
laughs> Holy shit!
Damn.
Oh, that's fucking classic.
That's great. That's one seafood I've never tried.
Shrimp?
What?
Shrimp dick.
Oh, wow.
Never trying that.
No, okay, that's one you never try or one you never try?
Never trying.
You gotta put the ing on there.
Never.
You gotta put the ing. Yeah. Don't mistake that.
Yeah, we should just went with
that's something completely different, right?
That's a completely different context.
If you never tried shrimp, we've been like, what?
No,
and
I
then
love,
been
I
like,
shrimp.
Okay, let's go on.
No, I love,
but then you're minting.
No, keep talking.
Shrimp dick.
No, I was like, I like the shrimp, the seafood, but the shrimp dick is the one.
What?
I was just making a joke about it. I would never have that.
You just stumbled right all over that. You stumbled right all over that, and it's unappreciative.
Yeah.
At least you're trying.
We don't discriminate against anybody with shrimp dicks. For the record.
It's okay because I have one.
Like, come on, man. Like,
allegedly.
We didn't.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There you go.
No, you know what? Good for you. He's owning his shit and he's fucking.
Look it up. You know there's a small dick parade, right?
Yo, trust me.
Yeah.
Some are like smaller than the tip of my pinky.
Yeah, yeah.
No lie.
Small
and
dick.
And they
parade.
Got a big old bush.
No, but the thing is, like, no, like, you.
I was doing like, yeah, no.
No, but. No, but the thing is, some girls prefer, like, the swing, you know? Like,
dick
when you're
swinging.
But the thing is, when it's boned, don't you like it? What happens if it goes big when it's boned? Right?
Oh, like a grower, not a shower?
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
growers,
yeah.
Growers, not showers, yeah.
Because that's what mine is.
Oh.
Well, you're all right.
That's not. No, but there's people that
there's
grow
micro,
and don't show.
Yeah, they got micro penis.
No. Mine's more like grow medium.
Instead of double, you
grow
triple.
Medium.
Yeah. No,
I'm being honest.
Sounds
being
like
totally
you're talking
on...
about tampons.
Instead of double, you triple.
What the fuck? No, seriously, like, because... No, seriously.
This is your fault, okay?
Yeah,
this
totally,
is
yeah.
It's totally mine.
Yeah. I will not say shit.
Yeah, man.
I own up to it, man.
You're out of this conversation.
Yeah.
You got...
I own up to it.
Okay, me, like, to be honest with you, like, me, I'm not a swinger, but me, when I'm ready to go, it's okay. Like, yo, I'll go all day. Like, all day.
All motherfucking day.
No, but the thing is, I admit, like, it's not swinging at all. It's hiding for its life.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a noise card for the crinkling and the crackling of the beer.
And now you guys can open it, really.
Hold on. Landon, hold on.
You should get it.
Everybody shut up.
Uno, dos, tres. You see, you bust too early, guy.
That's what she said.
Since we were talking about dicks, I just felt it was appropriate to go that joke.
But, like,
yeah.
I admit it. Like, I'm not afraid to admit it. Because I find, honestly... Okay, some men, like me, I find sex fun. But a lot of people take it seriously.
Like, it's a determination, like a mission. It's like, I must get this.
Yeah, like, yo.
This,
like,
must happen.
Me, I find it more of an activity. It's fun.
You enjoy, and that's it.
Want to tumble around.
Yeah, like, yo, no, me, but I do, like, I like it. I like to have fun a lot.
Yeah. You mentioned that a lot. Right here, for us and the internet.
But
he's making so proud, getting his head out. He's like, yes.
Yeah.
I love having sex.
I'm gonna go
and having fun with it.
I'm the type of person, but like a lot of people take it real serious.
Yeah, it could be serious for some of you.
Real serious.
Some people have different perspective on it. Some people think it's fun, and some people think it's like.
I find it.
There shouldn't be too much pressure about it.
Yeah.
I know you. You're more of a serious person.
Really?
Yes.
That's the energy I give
Yo,
off.
Yo, dude, yes. You're aggressive.
Wow.
Okay, you went from serious to aggressive. Those are two different, very.
Yeah.
Very
Gary's
different.
Aggressive.
How am
very
I aggressive?
Different.
You're aggressive.
Come on.
Come on, how like an aggressive
person?
Well, when I known you, maybe you changed.
It's because I'm black.
What?
Is that what it is?
Okay, why is it everything a race card?
I'm just saying, because what else?
No, it's because of you. It's your personality.
My personality is aggressive.
Yes.
This is bullshit.
Yes, it's aggressive.
So I have to disagree with you completely on that. He is the most carefree person I know.
This is what I'm saying. I'm mad zen, guy.
No, but when it comes to sex, you're aggressive.
What? No, how you just, whoa, you just, listen, these allegations that are thrown at me are not true.
These allegations. He's lying.
This is fucked up.
I'm his lawyer, he's lying.
Aggressive how? What do you mean? Like, what, impose myself?
What? Who says beat that pussy?
Whoa.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
But I mean, that's in a caring way. Like, beat that pussy like.
Don't fall off your seat, boy.
I'm not even pushing you off. These are fucking falling off.
No, you're not. You're not. I'm laughing so hard as I can.
In a caring way.
In a caring way. I'm not talking like.
If
like
he was in court, people were like, what?
So I beat her ass in a caring way. Your Honor?
You know what I mean? Like, I meant it nicely.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you're a good guy.
Yeah. Through thick and thin.
That's, yes, that's you are like, a good yeah, guy. That's but I mean. When it comes to sex, you're aggressive.
You're the thrill of the
thrill of Manila. Yeah,
but you know what? But you know what? Yeah, but you know what? Yo, percentage, you win.
No, we're not going to talk about that. No.
Why not?
No, what? Are you serious?
Why not?
He's putting you on blast, yo.
On the sex subject.
Hey, man, listen. Not you. If you want to fucking put your dick out there to the internet, that's fine with me. I'll roll with you on that.
You'll roll with me?
Yeah, literally.
Just to watch the dick,
like two balls. Just rolling. Okay, like. Rolling. You know what I mean? But, like, if you want to.
Chill with Bill's podcast.
I don't.
Well, that shit happens.
I don't consider myself an aggressive person.
No.
Sexually. Like,
sexually, okay.
Like, what do you mean by sexually aggressive? Because some people can take that in the wrong context.
You. I don't want to expose you.
What do you think? I'm into BDSM or something? is that what it is?
No, I've known you for almost my whole life. Whoa.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm saying. BDSM is fine.
Jess is getting so aggressive.
As long as you're not hurting somebody. Jess is getting like, I don't want nobody to get hurt.
Aggressive. No. See another aggressive person here.
Oh my god. People are into that.
I hate about that
like
shit.
Like a fucking teddy bear in bed, homie. You don't fucking know.
From conversations, maybe.
From conversations, baby.
We had enough conversations about this subject.
Whoa, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't want to admit this, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know about these allegations, but
these allegations.
The only thing you can really say is that you know I like black dick. That's
no, it. Oh yeah?
Oh, wow.
No, okay, I won't go there.
Yo, it. You. Yeah.
Damn.
So how's basketball?
Yo, Eddie, you're awesome, man.
Holy shit.
That's one way to switch up the conversation. Basketball. We're gonna move from talking about dicks to bigger balls.
Dicks? We're talking about sex.
Bigger balls? Oh.
Bigger balls. Balding. Bigger small dicks, yo. Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah. What is going on in basketball? I don't know. I hope I'm winning.
You are winning.
I'm in a pool.
I was just about to say, I hope
I'm
you're winning.
I'm one round away from going to championship. Man, best of luck to Curtis. It's been a good run. It's been a good run, my friend. But I want to be the champion of everybody. You are a good candidate. Yeah. But now it is my turn. It's no, game. Maybe not. I think I probably lost.
No.
Jesus Christ. No. It's like this guy's been whooping everybody all season.
No negative energy. You got this.
Did you even win a game, Smith? Did you win a game?
No.
Not a single one.
Because I suck balls.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay. Why keep going back to this ball conversation?
Yeah, you'll know. No, don't do that. Don't do it. Because you're emphasizing on it.
Yeah.
And now you're roping it back
in. It's just a saying I'm saying, and this guy's going back to balls. No. Get your mind out the gutter, guy.
The man's talking about bowling balls.
There you go.
See? See, Jess, that's so wrong.
What?
That's like, yo, I love bowling for the fact that when I'm at the end of my three games and, you know, my balls are dirty.
Oh my god. Fuck off.
And I tell some of the girls in my league, I'm like, yo, you want to clean my balls?
Bowling has to be the dirtiest sport ever of all time. It has to be. It has to be the dirtiest sport ever.
The three holes that kill me.
The three holes, fingering the three holes.
And putting them down the gutter.
You know, yeah, and don't avoid the gutter.
Avoid the gutter.
You want to strike.
You don't want your balls in the gutter.
You don't want your balls rolling in the gutter. You know what I mean? The dirtiest sport ever.
That tells you. Strike, yes!
You don't want to split.
Oh. make your pins through the split. My balls through the split. Get through the hole. Score! I'm telling you.
We're clearly running out of content.
We were running out of content? I thought this was awesome. You know, we just
did 20 minutes of dick and balls.
That's nice.
I know, I didn't start it.
We do 20 minutes of everything.
That's true. We can take one thing, one sentence.
And there'll be a whole topic.
Yeah, make a topic out of it.
That's what I'm saying. Because we're that dope.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
That's what we do here on Chill with Wins.
Yeah. Don't fuck around.
Yeah. If you want to watch us, just watch the first second. And then you'll know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
The very first second?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good idea.
If you come in a second late, you're fucked.
Yeah. Not always.
You need to be here 5 minutes early before the show starts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like a doctor's appointment.
Doctor's, yeah, right.
If that's the case, that's bullshit.
I love Gary. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's very true.
Wait, actually, this is almost like a doctor's appointment. Because like we meet up early in the evening.
Oh, right, for real.
We're recording like 2 hours later.
That's a doctor's appointment.
People staying by their Facebook. It's like,
dude, I stayed 8 hours waiting for them to call me. And I had an appointment.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't fuck with it, man. Like, literally, I have to not make it to my front door to want to go to the hospital. Otherwise, I'm like, I'll just stitch it myself. Let's get the glue.
Well, what the things with me, most of them are, like, cotton. Are caught, like, yo, we just seen this and this. And I'm like,
I start performing surgery on myself. Like, fuck it.
You know how you're talking about getting blood tests and getting all that shit?
Not the wisest idea.
I need a new liver.
I saw the things.
No problem. I got you. I went down to Chinatown this winter.
Pick this up, yo. Yeah, I know. That was fucked up. That was fucked up. We're not implying anything about finding black market organs in Chinatown.
You did not hear it first here at all.
We have no idea what that's about.
We don't know shit.
It's just a title. Chill with Villains. That's all it is. I see you have nothing to interject with that. He's like,
I know, you got me stuck on that.
Sorry, like, yo, base is loaded.
Sorry, I was going to say, yo, I got nothing. I'm sorry, man. I got nothing. Can't have it at all.
There you can't. I'm sorry.
Like, you're on your own.
This is where we got to mosey out.
Yeah. Wow, you mosey out now.
That's what we do. We mosey. We don't just leave or sign up. We mosey.
That's actual name, too.
We mosey out of here. You want to hear see posts of topics and people you should support because we support them. And what we're going to go live sometimes on Facebook. We're probably going to do that soon, like, on a permanent basis. So as we get, like, our own camera set up for it. That's facebook.com/chillvillains, memes, vids, and state chill. We are on live for you right now, Instagram, at
chillvillains.
We're also on Twitter. We ain't gonna fuck around with that right now. We're on Snapchat.
But we will be.
Gonna do more Snapchatting. Definitely have to get on the Snapchat game because they stepped up. We need to start to get with the trends and shit. But Snapchats, we're at Chill Villains. Am I forgetting anything? You want to hear new episodes like this one and the ones you'll never hear? You go to soundcloud.com/chillvillains. On to YouTube. I said, fuck the YouTube. We're on Anchor. Recording on Anchor. This time I think I got it right, y'all. The last link fucked up. Got 1 second. So I shared a link of 1 second.
Stop it.
Live. Our first episode from Anchor was 1 second.
Oh, no.
We have the raw data. Anyways. But the Anchor, it fucked up last time. This time, I'm pretty sure I got it right. I've been watching it this whole time. This is good. So you guys are going to have an Anchor episode right away. You're going to get the same raw content that you would get with our initial recorder. But if you still got complaints, you send them shits to chillmovillains@gmail.com. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. And shout out to Kareem Breed on SoundCloud.com. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah!
And the think tank in the house.
Wow. Sorry.
Just filming. that dude Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Yeah. I laugh every time he does that. What's going on? Like, we're leaving.